The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
You're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a radio magazine, Dynamic Radio Dialogues on Life Today in America, brought to you by Bragg.com, and that's Bragg.com, Happily 200, The Coning Company, DrVal.com, and 42Action.org is back with us today after a hiatus of 2 weeks partying out in the boonies of Wyoming and visiting her parents for their 50th wedding anniversary. So she'll fill us in on a little bit of that shortly. But we got to give Bob Sercosta of the Home Shopping Network his due, because he says we're doing radio that's changing the world. And I want to thank Bob for the endorsement. He's said this, and he continues to say this, and that's what we're doing, and that's what gets us up in the morning. Our guest got up really early because she's calling in from the Hawaiian Islands, and so it's 3 o'clock in the morning in the Hawaiian Islands right now. So if you hear a telephone ringing, a dog barking, angels singing, or a volcano burping, you know that we call in from our offices around the world to cause this program. Now, Jesus spoke in Aramaic, and in the Lord's Prayer, it means to go out and get that which is in the world, that which is yours. So if you pray, you don't say, please, dear God, give it to me. You go, I am going to claim that which is mine, and you'll find out from Susie Fryer that that's exactly what she and her partner did, and that's exactly how they got to the Hawaiian Islands. So go out and get that which is yours, and always include a prayer for the celebration of our republic, for the United States of America. And please show respect for our animal friends as well as for each other and our communities. We are a nation structured in Christian values. The Ten Commandments work, you guys. So let's bow our heads in appreciation for the men and women that have given their lives for this country, for the people of this country that go to work every day to make their take care of their families. Let's give a gift of thankness to everyone, and let's welcome Randy back. And Randy, anything you want to share with us to lend your feet back here at Waking Up in America?
Well, it's good to be back, and I missed you, Val, and I missed you, Mike. So it's like I'm with family, but then I missed my other family. So it's just really great to be back. And back in Miami, there's just something about it when I get on a plane and I head back into this crazy, chaotic world down here, and where I have this love-hate relationship. But we went to Yellowstone, very beautiful. Everybody has to go and see that part of our beautiful, beautiful country, the majestic bison, just free-ranging everywhere, the incredible deer, all different kinds. It's something that everybody has to see, and if you haven't left your front porch or the county or your little town, it's something where everybody has to road trip and go see this. It's unbelievable. I actually got to taste bison burger while I was up there. It was really delicious. And, of course, because it was a 50th year wedding anniversary for my parents, which is an incredible milestone, all three of us siblings flew in. I had 3 out of 4 of my sons that were able to make the trip. My sister brought her kids. And, of course, it's almost like a movie, Val, because it sounds so beautiful and perfect, right? But there's always some sort of family drama. We could have made a movie.
what was your favorite family drama?
Oh, it just stems from one of the siblings getting kind of butthurt over something, and then they didn't hang around, and so, you know, it caused the parents to be upset.
America, it happens.
Okay. Yes, it does, and that's why I said it, because
I know
life is not perfect everywhere. It is not all, you know, Pottery Barn. It doesn't look that good all the time.
Now, so, if somebody wants to tweet us when we're on the air and even to comment on what they've just heard from you, they should tweet you at Randy, and that's R-A-N-D-I, at Randy Shannon with two N's.
Yes, and I'm logging on to it right now so that if anybody has anything to say, I'll be on it.
Yeah, actually, we're more into questions than comments.
That's right.
If you have a question of our guest, Susie, goodness gracious. I've owned a company called the Koning Company since 1992, and my company manufactures ear cones that are part of a 5,000-year-old process. And you can actually find us at koningcompany.com, and that's koningcompany.com. Now, I don't do a whole lot with this. I consider ear coning my spiritual work, and so when people call me up for an appointment in the Los Angeles area, or sometimes occasionally I'll get flown to another city, something like that, to introduce ear coning, it gets priority with me because I consider ear coding my spiritual work. So I give you that background when I tell you that everybody that calls me and we interact, I feel like I've been given a karmic treasure. So I invited my karmic treasure, Susie Fryer, who's from the Hawaiian Islands, to actually be on the show with us today, because I knew Randy Lover. B, there's a whole world out there that many of you who are caught inside of the healthcare system are trapped by. And those of you who are impressed with my Happily 200, which you get to by going to wakingupinamerica.com/200/ this whole process of the possibility of living to be 200 years old, ear coning is one of the things that gives a quality to life. And I have little conversations all over the planet with a lot of our cones go to London, England. Got a person over there that's just crazy for them and uses them all the time. Estheticians get the candles. But what's really interesting about this is this process is actually 5,000 years old. So when the FDA decides that they're going to shut it down because it's quackery, or Texas shuts it down, or Florida shuts it down, it's wrong. This is a thing that is just incorrect. Wrong, not
right.
It's more ignorant than it is bad. Would you agree, Susie?
Absolutely, yeah. And thank you for having me on your show to even just talk about this, because I have actually been doing ear coning since I was 16 years old for over 20 years. And
okay,
it's
we got you at 36 then, is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. And so I had very severe seasonal allergies growing up, and my mom is an RN, and she was looking for something. We tried everything. We were looking for some kind of alternative. So she actually brought them home to me, and we tried them, and they worked. And so I've been doing them for a long time, and then, of course, doing them on myself, and then that was way before I was an esthetician and you know, and everything, and a therapist and a healer. But so I've gotten amazing benefits from it, and I've turned my friends onto it, my family. I was ear coning my nephew when he was like 2 years old. He was a baby. So yeah, they're amazing. You know, it's kind of a lost, or I feel like it's gotten lost tradition, or, you know, healing treatment.
That's exactly what I'm doing. That's why we're doing the show. That's why I've had the website up. The website has been up since 1992. Most of my clients are either estheticians, massage therapists, or people that are very health-oriented, personally health-oriented, and they're aware of the eustachian tube. A lot of the medical diagrams don't even show where it kind of has a tube that says eustachian, and it's cut off, and it goes nowhere. The tube actually goes from just below your ear down to your collarbone, okay? So when you start ear coning, one of the things that happens is our cones, actually, which are made of premium beeswax, and infused with rose oil. They're a form of frequency medicine, and when you tune the body to a higher frequency, then it starts to slough off the different pesticides and toxins and things that we've taken in, and it helps to purify your body, and it helps to relieve your immune system. So you can actually tell when that smoke, which is being pumped out into your ear, has taken out all the toxins, because you'll actually feel smoke at your collarbone. And this usually takes between about 2 and maybe 12 or 13 sessions, depending upon what you've been up to
mm-hmm.
in the course of your life and how long, that kind of thing.
Yes.
So this thing about smoke to the collarbone, I've listened to a lot of people. A lot of ear coders have come to me because a lot of people, yeah, you can do it yourself, but sometimes it's just nice to snooze out and let somebody else do it for you. So
mm-hmm.
I've
Is
had
it hard to do it on yourself?
No.
It's not, but, you know, a lot of people, I think, are just a little fearful of the fire part of it and if they're going to drip wax on themselves and things like that. So that's why my clients would rather have me do it. And it's also, it's very relaxing.
Oh,
you know,
totally.
I have people that come in and they actually get into a very meditative, very relaxed, I mean, they consider it a relaxation treatment, you know.
Yeah.
What's the price range to have ears coned?
You know, I do 3 to 4 cones per ear on each side, and I usually charge anywhere from $75 to $120, depending on how many cones we have to use and, you know, and that.
So it usually
takes about an hour. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So this,
and that's like per session, what you're saying, $75
to $120. Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Now, a lot of estheticians, Randy, they work inside of an hour, okay, or a little less than an hour so that they can change clients. They tend to do 4 cones, okay?
Right.
It depends upon what area you're living in, comparison-wise. For instance, like New York City, Los Angeles, that's more expensive, things of that nature. But you'll find people in the country that do them. Our cones are high quality, and they cost more than the average cone. So one of the things that we tell people is, even though our cones are infused in rose oil, if you can find a good premium beeswax cone in your area, a lot of times there are small manufacturing going on in particular areas that actually use the beeswax from that area, and people make their own cones. So there's actually more people doing it, Susie, than you would imagine. It's because of people like myself that have just said, I'm sorry, you know, we're going to do this. I mean, they've threatened us with jail and all kinds of stuff for doing this.
Amazing. Yeah.
It is.
I didn't even realize that until you told me that, because I haven't lived in a state that has outlawed them in any way. I mean, I do remember going into certain stores like, and then saying, you know, we don't sell the health food stores, and saying, no, we don't sell those for you know, insurance purposes and things like that. But I had no idea they were actually being outlawed.
You know? Florida, Texas, where the Bush brothers reign, and it's either Wisconsin or Minnesota. I don't want to give one of them a bad name.
But, yeah.
Part of it is that Big Pharma is actually behind it.
Mm-hmm.
So you're getting lobbying actually from the drug companies, because these ear cones actually end up so that people don't use the drugs that are normally prescribed, which is part of what's in the eustachian tube anyway, or all the drugs you've ever taken. So I couldn't resist it. Tell them what we were talking about. What's the big deal in the Hawaiian Islands?
So
people want an ear cone.
Yeah. So the thing is here that I discovered when I moved here was something called VOG, which is volcano smog, basically. And this island, because it has the active volcano going on, and right now we have 2 active flows, and so just in the last 2 years that I've lived here, we get this cloud coverage that comes over, and it just sits on top of the island, and it's from the volcano, and it's actually sulfur dioxide, and so it's literally like a smog. And people here, so when I first moved here, people would tell me they were getting headaches from it. They were having, people who had asthma were having really bad asthma attacks from it. I had people that actually had to move off the island because of the issues they were having with the VOG. And I thought, you know, well, okay, maybe they're just really sensitive or something. And then after I lived here for about 6 months, I started having headaches myself, because that's one of the symptoms. Some people get the respiratory part, some people get the upper respiratory, some people get the lungs, and then some people get these headaches, and it's kind of like this low energy feeling, and, you know, it's really unfortunate because, you know, it puts a damper on living in Hawaii, on the Hawaiian Islands, when you, I mean, I've lived here for 2 years, and there's months that go by where almost every day it could be like that. So
wow.
It's pretty, you know, so these people are taking in this sulfur dioxide on a regular basis, and it's obviously causing health issues. So my thought after actually reading over your website, I had been using earphones for my own purpose on a regular basis, but then when I read on your website, Val, about how environmental toxins can be removed through the ear coning, I was like, wait a second, this just makes sense to me that this can help people. And so I started using it on myself and then also testing it on my clients, and sure enough, they started getting relief from it. So, you know, so now, you know, there's a lot of like VOG type of cures that are on the island. There's like a tea that's made from a certain leaf here called mamake that people drink and stuff like that. Works okay, but so far the ear coning seems to work really, really good for it. So we've gotten a lot of people, you know, asking for that now. So.
Well, years ago I had a woman named Lori Prokoff who did a survey for me on ear coning. I was loaded, so I enjoyed getting my surveys and finding out where things happen. Well, the industrial cities in the U.S. were by far the worst places for ear coning, and also where all the chemtrailing had been.
Yeah.
So we had a huge spike in sinus and, you know, immune system issues and all kinds of mm-hmm. things like that in, for instance, Chicago, or when they were coning in Miami, or not coning, when they were chemtrailing in Miami and also around Las Vegas, you know. So
yep.
you could actually correlate the response of the people from what was going on chemically. So literally our government, intentionally or unintentionally, has actually been causing slow death
right.
to a, right. a lot of people simply because their bodies can't process what's coming in. So ear coning helps that happen. And I'm beginning to write my book, Swimming with Alligators, okay? When you swim with alligators in the world, and that means unfriendly waters, that there's unfriendly things in the water, one cannot mm-hmm. control, quote, chemtrails. We can complain about them, we can legislate against them and such, but if you're out there and you're getting chemtrailed, you know, get in your car and close the windows, that kind of
right.
thing. It's
yeah.
not so bad anymore here. It used to be just terrible. Okay, literally, we would go inside and close the windows in Topanga Canyon, where I live, which is very mountainous, because of
mm-hmm.
the chemtrails. Okay, and you could see them in the sky. A friend of mine, Dick Shane, who used to be on the Virginian, he died of chemtrail poisoning. So it took 10 years from when he got chemtrailed to when he died, but he was on an oxygen tank for 10 of those 10 years because of the damage that had happened. So
mm-hmm.
we're becoming more responsible, you know.
Yeah.
See, when I was a little girl, we used to love to go to the shoe store. And Randy, I don't know, I think you're too young for this, okay?
Okay.
We'd go to the shoe store, and we could put our feet inside of this x-ray machine and see if our
mm-hmm.
shoes fit. And we thought that was the coolest thing on the planet.
Huh.
Well, those little x-ray machines were not the coolest thing on the planet.
No, they weren't.
You won't find any of them anywhere. But at the time, we didn't realize the damage that was being caused by them. So there are things in the culture like that, okay?
Yeah.
And one of the things that, Susie, you and I talked about was actually what's been going on with bees, because I was telling you I had to raise the price of the cones because of the bees. And so you were talking about a friend of yours in the States here that's
mm-hmm.
a beekeeper, and I was speaking to him about this, and it seems that some of the big beekeepers are actually contaminating the smaller beekeepers with bees that have mites on them and things of that nature. So there's actually... there is actually what's happening accidentally or ignorantly, and then there's what's being done to beekeepers formally by people that, you know, really want all the power. So that
right.
struggle is going on around the world, folks, and you need to get behind those little bees anytime you can get behind them. And about 3 years ago, I actually saw a Monsanto ad I don't think I've mentioned it to you. I might have, Randy, but I know I didn't mention it to you, Susie. Monsanto has made electronic flying bees to populate.
Yes.
To spread pollen.
What?
Horrible.
Oh.
Yes, they're mechanical bees. Okay, they know they're killing the bees, and now they want to control the mechanics. So scan the internet for it, because at first you get all mushy as you watch these little bees going from plant to plant, and then it's like, oh my God, they're mechanical bees. These bastards have killed the bees.
What?
And now they've made mechanical bees, okay?
Wow.
They're wanting to control the money and the food supply of the world. That's what drugs are about. That's what all this is about. So if we can go back to my granny's cure for a cold, Randy, lemonade, big shot of bourbon, and put you in a hot tub and let you soak it out of you, and then guarantee you we slept well.
That would be
and
true.
And that was it. No hangover, no nothing, just snoozed out and no cough the next morning. Okay, what did that cost? A shot of bourbon and a couple of lemons and some sugar. And a patient granny. have we improved? Yes, probably we have in some ways, but in some ways we certainly haven't. So, Ms. Shannon, any comments here?
Well, you know, since you're talking about what granny did, one of the things that I did when I was on this trip is I went to see my great-grandfather, who's darn near 100 years old, and so I made a special trip to Kansas to go see him, and we soaked his feet in the baking soda, and in the first 15 minutes, now this is a guy who, I mean, he looked dead on at me, couldn't see me. He was like, who is that? And his hearing is really bad, and I've told you I've taken him for ear coning before.
Yeah.
And I wish that I had time to have done that this time, but he also didn't want me to put him in the car because he's got other issues. But we put his feet in the baking soda, and 15 minutes later, this man who's just sitting there, he goes, whoopee! And he started, like, kind of flopping his feet around, and he's like, this feels so good, and I feel good, and his feet completely changed colors, and I had him soak for about 90 minutes straight.
Oh,
and his
idea.
Arms, if you took his arms, Val and Susie, and you compared them to his feet, it was like one was almost like blue because blood was now finally circulating, and the other was normal skin colored. And I went and visited him the very next day, and as I went in the house, I said, hey, Grandpa, and I had to shout. I had to go right up into his ear. And I said, how are you doing? And he said, not too good. And I said, really, why? And he was really upset because he had only gotten 15 minutes of sleep that night. And I started cracking up because that is a result when it brings your body back to life.
Oh, right.
You become awake again, and he got no sleep, and he was really ticked off about it. Imagine a 100-year-old man who can't see, can't hear. He's ticked off. So I was actually laughing, and I had just gone to the grocery store and cleared off all of their shelf of all of their baking soda. And took it to him. So I've got him.
That's great.
Yeah, so I can't wait to hear the outcome of that. Trying to bring his sight and his hearing back.
Okay, mention Teddy's book.
Yeah, it's called The Answer to Cancer, A Simple Solution for the Western Condition, and it can be found at thebraincan.com. He's got specials going on all the time. He's about to do a huge deal with somebody. It would probably be 1 million sales in the next year. It's based on ancient wisdom, just like the ear coning. And it brings the body back to life. And it, you know, it's like when hot water meets cold water, it becomes neutraled out. So alkaline meets acidity, it becomes more neutraled out to where it should be. And that's what the book is about, is the ancient wisdom. And it talks about the pools of water where the angel stirred the water with its wings. And a man was told to come to the water 7 times and he would be healed. So the healing information, this ancient wisdom, is in the book, The Answer to Cancer. And it's about all ailments.
We have a few more things on the program.
Yes. So check it out.
Teddy, yeah. Look, I've got a couple of copies of Teddy's book left. So if you send me an email at val@wakingupinamerica.com and say, I want Ted's book, I'll send it to you. I'll send you one of them, okay? So also we want to thank Patricia and Paul Bragg's apple cider vinegar, because that's the drink of Waking Up in America, and you go, apple cider vinegar. Yeah, they make a drink with it. I personally do a detox program that keeps me feeling good, which is where I put one big tablespoon of apple cider vinegar into a half gallon of distilled water with some lemon juice, and that's what I drink. And it's not enough to turn your body acid, so you don't have to worry about that. Apple cider vinegar, for many people, is their one go-to thing that they do quite frequently. And so, Patricia and Paul Bragg, thank you so much. And Patricia, you know, I know you have place on the islands, too. I'm just not quite sure. And I know you were friends with Jack Lord. So, Patricia, mm-hmm. our hands are off to you, or our hulas are off for you, too. So, I want to talk to you and just mention Kayani, which means strong medicine. Go up over to our website. We actually have links for all of these things over there. So you can go to Kayani, and that's Clink It for Strong Medicine, and the list of attributes is long. I'm going to start doing a key thing on different products, Randy, because we've been promising to do something on Prodandem, the blood purifier, but besides fighting inflammation, like that mean that's like a besides, it fights inflammation and it purifies your blood. It doesn't get better than that. If we put together a care package for our elder folks, they would have every one of these objects that we're talking about, from Kayani to baking soda to or Jason Winter tea. These are all very low-cost things that can happen for you that mm-hmm. can make a big difference in your life. You can buy an entire treatment of cones for like $36, $38 at the website, and you can do that yourself, okay? And Susie is going to be one of the first people to tell you that if you don't have the money and you want to do it yourself, please do that. Mm-hmm. We'll all tell you that, because we're here. We're here for you to have options, and that's what Happily 200 is about. So if you go to wakingupinamerica.com/200/, you'll find out that Waking Up in America is breaking up a paradigm on aging, and you can be part of that. And my aunt died at 103 right around her birthday, because that's when we go visit her. So every year we go to a birthday party, and the last year we went to a funeral, and she was like right on schedule. So thank you. Thank you, Eddie Cleo. You've always inspired me. Okay, so there's her secret to old age, by the way, Randy, was to drink a glass of sherry every night and read 1,000-page books.
I love it.
That sounds so wonderful. It's like very Eat, Pray, Love. Did you ever watch that or read the book?
Oh, yeah, I loved it.
Yeah.
I watched it. I read the book, and I went, oh, this is just too good.
Yeah, incredible. Yeah. Love that. It's like my top
Two
for
Pop,
romantic.
Definitely.
Fight.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So we've already mentioned the Coning Company, and Randy Shannon's 42action.org. Randy is not against government. She tells you how to deal with corrupt government, and that's what's really important. That's a free call, isn't it, Randy?
It is. It is. Every Thursday night, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time.
You can hear this voice and this sassy woman here. This sassy woman has four strapping sons. She's a mud wrestler. She's a triathlete, and she's adorable. I actually got to meet her in person this year after being on air with Randy for 4 years, so we actually got to hook up in person.
Susie, it's not mud wrestling, because it does give a different view. It's mud running.
Oh, mud running, okay.
Isn't that different?
Yeah.
Well, I like to misguide people just slightly, and then she always cleans it up for me, so. When I look at her looking like a mess, it looks like mud wrestling. So it's all in the eye of the beholder and the experiencer.
It's true.
So we also want to thank El Pinto Salsa and the El Pinto restaurant, Jim and John. I talk to Jim quite regularly. We're both in the global reset game. And yes, folks, it's still going on. The global currency reset has met, shall we say, one more snag, but turns out that U.S. currency starting this week is supposed to be either silver or gold backed. It turns out that the Chinese have had their yuan gold backed for over, I want to say almost 6 weeks now. Turns out that the United States Treasury note is no longer, we're no longer the reserve currency in the world, which is appropriate as far as I'm concerned. So 190 plus countries are changing their currency, and yes, it really is happening. And you might want to follow Karen Hudes, H-U-D-E-S, and she's a attorney for the International Monetary Fund, and she's sassy. she tells you what's going on about all of this. She writes letters. She puts out tweets almost every day. So if you want to find out more about it, I really respect Karen's work. We've had her here on Waking Up in America a few times. I don't know how the whistleblower is still alive, actually. Because some of the stuff that's put out about what the government's doing is frightening. And Randy, you recently sent me something that said there have been now over 40 holistic doctors murdered, right?
Yes, the count over the last year is up over 40. And I did see, too, you mentioned whistleblowers. I saw that Julian Assange of, I don't know if I said his name right, of WikiLeaks is coming out with something pretty juicy as well, I think on the Clintons.
No. Okay, that's interesting that you mentioned that, because it turns out that Google has been slanting the election towards Hillary. You feed the same information into different websites. Google is a total slant towards Hillary. So somehow somebody has gotten in there and fixed that rhythm. So it turns out that who do you believe about anything, you know?
Yeah, I heard Facebook was doing it too, blocking all kinds of things, and so then the news was more all positive about the Clinton runner and blocking all the other stuff. I mean, they have the ability to, they control it. So,
but you know, it may not even be Google itself, which is so interesting. It can be a hacker putting in algorithms. I mean, it's like at reality is such a change. You missed the red pill party, okay?
Yes, I did.
We chose the red pill. I've got one for you. So I've got a red capsule for you. I'll send it off to you. We're choosing the red pill, which is that we're choosing reality and we're dealing with reality the best we know. We're also dealing with creating a future for ourselves, Susie. So there you are in the islands, and you know your part in the conversation. And we, as I say, we thank all the people that have helped us here be on air. So we've got supporters all over the globe at this particular point. How can you take what we're talking about today and take it to a higher level for yourself? What would that look like?
Higher level for myself.
And for your, the world you want to serve.
Yeah, I mean, what's come out of what I've learned in the last 4 years since I've been on my journey, leaving Las Vegas and coming to the islands, you know, I feel like I'm not out there trying to preach to everybody that they should change to the diet that I do or the lifestyle that I do. It's really, I'm showing people that you have an alternative. You can heal yourself if you want to. And these are the tools that I used, and this is a possibility for you to try. And then them seeing my before and after pictures and also hearing my journey, you know, it gives people hope, like, okay, I could do that. She isn't just some girl. You know, a lot of people look at me and my picture and see me and, you know, it's, and then they meet me, you know, especially here on the islands. We're a very tight-knit community here. And so, you know, people meet me and they say, oh, I know you from Facebook, you know, it's like, but they don't actually know me. And then when they find out my stories, they're like, but you look so healthy, but I wasn't at one time. And so I just try to show people that, you know, we have choices and, look at what I accomplished and you can do this too. And just by example, but not trying to like preach to anybody, like this is how it should be. You know,
right.
It's not for everybody. It's definitely not for everybody. I never say that. I feel like personally on my journey that being, choosing to be raw vegan, which is what saved my life, and doing dry fasting, which is a very controversial
thing.
Maybe
you should stop for a moment.
Yeah.
Say what it actually means to be a raw vegan.
So,
what is your, how is your world different from another world or Randy's visit to the country? You know, what's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, we don't, you know, me and my partner, we don't eat anything that is cooked. We subside on literally fruits and vegetables, nuts, seeds. We make everything. We don't even, I mean, there's very few things except for maybe Bragg's that we do buy for condiments. I think Bragg's is probably one of the only things that we actually use for seasoning.
And to you, baby.
Yeah, exactly. That's pretty big in the raw vegan community. We all use that as a, you know, so, but, yeah, so we, you know, it's a completely different way to live because I wake up and I juice in the morning time. And then I might not eat again until, you know, 4 or 5 at night and might not even snack during that time because my body has become very accustomed to eating a lot less. And because I eat very nutrient-dense foods when I do eat, like kale and plant proteins and things like that, your body starts to really become, you know, it just runs very smoothly like that, I feel. And so you need less. You eat less, you know, people say, well, what do you eat all day? You know, I just eat a salad and, you know, there's a, you know, the raw vegan foods have become amazing. There's gourmet raw vegan food basically. And so, you know, that's basically what I've been doing, but that's not what I eat every day. I eat very simply. So, and I don't eat out a lot except for maybe when I come to like Santa Monica or, you know, the mainland and I eat at some other really nice raw vegan restaurants.
And it's 3 in the morning for her, okay?
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't go to sleep. I actually just stayed up and decided to stay up and just, you know, instead of going to sleep and waking back up, I said,
hang on a minute, because I want to send people to your website, which is www.glow, like to shine, glow, glowraw.com, and check
Thank
it out.
You.
Randy already saw the pretty carrot things.
Yeah.
And the recipe's there. Now, who's certified the raw vegan chef? Who's in charge of that on the planet?
Who's in charge of what? I'm sorry.
Certifying raw vegan chefs. Who certifies
so
raw vegan chefs?
So, there's a lot of schools now. I mean, it's become quite popular because there's so many people getting into this lifestyle now, even if they're just vegan or raw, or, you know, we cater to retreats like yoga retreats that are on the island or health retreats and things like that. And but there are quite a few culinary institutes now. There's one that's very famous in California, Living Light Institute in Carmel, and they do it. I actually went through Mind Body Institute, and there's different. I mean, this has actually become like you go to like a school as a chef. You know, you really are relearning how to be a chef, but you're only using. It's a very creative way to become a chef because you're taking, you know, all these different raw foods and trying to make them, you know, palatable to people who, you know, who maybe wouldn't usually eat that kind of food. You know, it's like, okay, how do we make a delicious tasting dessert that is made out of, you know, maybe avocados and chocolate, you know, raw cacao and make that taste like a chocolate mousse, which you can actually do.
I have to tell you, I revolted. Yeah. Ann Shannon was a friend of mine, and she was a raw vegan chef in the 1970s, right? And so in the early 80s, she decided that what we really needed was a vegan Thanksgiving. I am very attached to turkeys and cranberries.
I will tell you
that for sure. And I have to tell you, when she brought in a crushed walnut pie, which was fine, it wasn't turkey. So if you're attached to things like special holidays and things like that, you won't die if you have those things on those holidays.
That's right.
What Susie is talking about is about feeding your body good fuel all the time.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You know, a lot of people think that things like kale don't taste good. They just have an automatic wall up about it. But I saw a video about 6 months or so ago, and it was all these women in their 50s, and the main thing in their diet was kale. And they had bodies off the chain. They were not aging. They had better bodies than 20-year-olds.
Yeah.
Okay,
I
you're a whippersnapper. Susie, compare, I'm 75, okay? What we get concerned about at 75 is crepe skin.
Yes.
Okay, now you're an esthetician.
Right.
As well as being a vegan chef. Are your clients younger people or older people like me, or are we coming to you for Fountain of Youth secrets, or how's it all working?
Yeah, you know, I actually, and you know, here on the island, we've got such, you know, people are out in the sun all the time, obviously, here. And most people actually here, which is kind of interesting, I've never seen this before in any other place that I've worked, is most people here that live here do not wear sunblock. And part of it is because they have the awareness that the sunblock, I don't know if you guys have heard this, but the sunblock is actually killing the coral reefs they found, things like that. And a lot of people here are in the water diving with the dolphins, the whales on a daily basis. And so they don't wear sunblock. A lot of them are very health conscious and things like that, so they're not into wearing that. And yet their skin, I have clients that are well into their, I mean, I have women that are, these are women that are, have been canoeing, paddling. We have that here where people go out on the canoes, these Hawaiian canoes and paddles, those paddle clubs, that are like 7 years old, and their skin and their bodies are amazing. I mean, I was just like, whoa. And
the coconut oil?
I don't think so, because I've asked them what they use and stuff, and some of them, I think the humidity here is part of it, and I think that the overall health of people here is definitely, I notice, is definitely better. I mean, obviously, there's a lot less stress, I feel. We were talking earlier about the energies and stuff. I mean, Hawaii, people come here for that reason. They come to relax and stuff. And I think if you've ever been to Hawaii, you recognize that everybody's a little, if you spend any amount of time here even, you recognize that everybody's kind of on a slower time. You know, they call it Hawaiian time. And coming from Las Vegas and moving to here, it was actually hard. Me and my boyfriend were like, what do you mean everything closes at 6 o'clock? We were like, what? We're like, where do we go to eat? It's 6 o'clock. Where's everybody eating? They're like, you know, like, where do people get a cup of coffee at, you know, 5 o'clock? It's already closed. I was like baffled, you know. So it took
a
while.
So where do you go? As an insider secret, where do you go?
Well, you just don't. Everything closes here. So it's pretty interesting. Unless you're at a resort or something like that and things stay open a little bit later. But yeah, I mean, towns close down here. I mean, I still haven't got used to that on a Sunday on this island, there's almost hardly any restaurants that are open on a Sunday. And I'm like, what in the heck? You know, that's the day that I want to go out and eat, or, you know, or have a cup of coffee or tea. I don't drink coffee, but, you know, have tea or, you know, something, and even a juice, for God's sake, you know, that I don't make. And so it's just, we're on island time here. And so I think people come here and they notice that, and some people actually can't handle that. It's a little bit, I had a girlfriend who moved here from LA, and she couldn't stand it. She's like, it's too slow there for me. She moved back to Beverly Hills. She's like, I can't take it.
Wow.
But then there's, you know, people like me, I came here and I resonated with it really easy. I mean, it did take me a little while to get used to not, you know, having things open all the time like I was used to in Vegas. But overall, it brought me to a more relaxed state in my life, because nobody's in a rush here. You know, you're not here. You know, nobody, even people that work the 9-to-5 jobs that are here are not in a rush. So it's kind of interesting, you know, to live that way. And you definitely feel it.
No, Randy lives in Miami, so you could hear her talk about, well, she was out to 2 a.m. So you two are in very different lives.
Absolutely.
I'm curious now. I had never heard of esthetician, actually, until I started selling ear cones, because it turned out that estheticians were the people that were most interested in it. So we've talked about you as a vegan raw chef. What is an esthetician's job, actually?
So, you know, in my practice, I've been an esthetician for 16 years, and I've always been on the holistic side, always using only organic, holistic products. I trained and worked for the top holistic companies in the world over the years, and it wasn't until I became raw vegan that I became very, very conscious. I was already really conscious of the ingredients in the products and things like that. But then I started realizing that even some of the organic products are not, there's still some chemicals sometimes in them. And, you know, my job is to give a facial and you know, treat the skin with the best products possible and change the person's skin. I mean, we're talking about exfoliation, cleansing, and then I also am Reiki certified, so I do energy work while I'm doing a facial, and I also use crystals and balance the chakras and all that. So
no, she just did pass that, okay? But Reiki is, I'm a Reiki master myself, and you can, when you get trained in Reiki, you can, as you'll find out at Happily 200, we live inside of a tube torus, which means that time is not linear. Actually, the past, present, and future are available to us in any given moment. And as a Reiki master, she can actually send healing backwards and forwards in time because of the tube torus. So there's a lot of good stuff going on in the world. I wanted you to get a taste, you the listener, each of you, a taste of a different way of dealing with things. There's a lot of men and women that went into medicine and they want to do good work, and there's a lot of stuff from the past that is actually more efficient than what happens in hospitals and with all the different things that we've been being fed. So we're giving you an alternative here. And what Happily 200 and Waking Up in America are all about is the quality of your life. I honestly do not care if you live to be 200 or not. What I care about is how you feel. What I know is that if you take good care of yourself, like the Happy Healthy Hunses, that is one of the seminal books in the field of aging. And those people in Hunzaland, which is northern Pakistan, I believe, actually have children when they're over 100 years old. So this is, and they, by the way, have a diet that has lamb mixed into it for celebrations and things like that. There's some wine in the diet. It's all organic. They're big on apricot seeds and different things of that nature. And they live in perfect circumstances. The water that comes down from the glaciers around them happens to be the most perfect water you could have. So these people, by circumstances, are in a very special place. So Susie Fryer is a stand for this kind of quality of life and longevity. We didn't mention longevity today yet, but longevity is one of the products, mineral products, on Waking Up in America that help keep you balanced and strong. And it's a whole incredible list of stuff that's available to you if you follow those links on the website over at wakingupinamerica.com. I mean, I'm looking at your raw bacon spa treatments with passion fruit on the face. That's got to be fun.
Yeah. It's very unique, so I'm kind of doing something that right now, I don't know of anybody else on the internet that I've ever seen or anybody doing. It just kind of came to me when I moved here. I wanted to make my own skincare products because I really couldn't find any that were as pure as what I wanted on my skin, because our skin is our largest organ, as you know. And so I wanted what I call skin food, you know, something that you can put on your skin and that you can also literally eat. And so edible skin food for your face and body. And you know, we're so lucky. And so we're really lucky in Hawaii to have this amazing fresh produce year round. I mean, we have tropical fruits and papaya, mango, avocado, and a whole array of tropical fruits that I get to use. And I actually make masks. I actually make skincare products with that people can use, and they actually work. I mean, they work better than things that you can buy in the store because they're still fresh. It's like the difference between drinking, you know, already packaged juice that's been sitting, you know, God knows how long, to a fresh juice. It's the same thing with the skincare products. You know, obviously the enzymes are still alive. They're going into your skin. So my clients, they always, when they get done, they go, I've never felt my skin like this. And it's because of that freshness, you know, of the
difference. Okay, we've got to get something out of you before you leave because we're running out of time.
Okay.
I want you to give our listeners a recipe of something they can do for themselves that will make them feel terrific. And hopefully we'll be able to slip that in a minute or two before the end of the show here.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would that
I want to tell you guys,
that
while I was gone and I was in Colorado, we spent some time testing the waters. Val, I think you'll think this is interesting. We went up to a 14,000-foot, or I don't know however they measure it, 14,000-foot summit, I guess is what it was, just off of Georgetown, Colorado. And we scooped some snow into a bottle, and we put the little test strip in there. That snow, which means, you know, coming out of the atmosphere, was completely acidic. It was the worst of all of the waters. And then we tested all along on the whole trip every water that was kind of on the store shelves. And anything where it said that it was a, like a reverse osmosis, all of those were highly acidic. The best water that tested was the cheapest water on the shelf, and it literally had gone through no process, and it was by a company called Arrowhead.
Oh, yeah.
So it's, yeah, it's got like a white, red, and black label.
It comes from the San Bernardino Mountains, okay?
Mm-hmm. Really? See?
There actually is an Arrowhead at the well, because when I was a little girl, I went to the Arrowhead wells.
Yep. Yep.
See, I'm kind of geeky like that, and I really enjoy on a vacation testing waters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We do the same thing, and we find there's a website called findaspring.com, and when we go to the mainland, we actually, that's part of our trip all the time, is to drive and find these different springs, and we fill up our, you know, we test the waters, and well, we actually know where the ones that people have already tested it, and we fill up our jugs of water, and that's what we drink the whole time we're on the mainland. We don't even buy water.
Well, you know,
and
we have leaking from gas tanks here, ladies. So
the
gas stations have been leaking into the groundwater. And now that we've had a drought for like 4 years now, I'm wondering, do we have any pure water left anywhere in California?
I doubt it.
Yeah.
We had also gone into the hot springs in Colorado. Don't remember the name of the town right this minute. Oh, it was Glenwood Springs.
Uh-huh.
And there was an interesting story. We've all heard of Doc Holliday, I'll Be Your Huckleberry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and he had tuberculosis, and he went to the springs.
Right.
And a lady told us there, she said, look, what they don't tell the public really is that they don't know if Doc Holliday died from tuberculosis or if he died, because he would go right into those hot springs and breathe in that sulfur smell, I guess it's sulfur dioxide, and they think that he got toxicity from that. They think that that might have killed him, not the TB. So people just like walk into those hot springs, and they're actually not good for you like the people think they are. People were kind of swimming around in those springs.
Sorry about this. Our time is up. This program
is
brought to you by Progressive Galactic Media, our radio partners, CuttingCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tiffy Hedrick, Carol Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, Dennis Kucinich, Terry Cole Whitaker, Descendant of King David, 42action.org, Edward F. Groups III, and DrBowery.com, and Doctor is all spelled out. Thanks to Paul C. Bragg for leaving us your daughter, Patricia, to continue your work, and a big thanks to our team at Voices of Bedard, our producer, Ryan Treasure, and Randy Jacklin, our friends at Cumulus Radio, and Mike Vitale, Mary Flynn, and Ron Simon, to John Young at Totally Gospel. Thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to Cyril, our webmaster, Maisie Biclou, to Bette Magan, for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, when we invite you to invite a friend to listen next week. Be kind to yourself and someone else, and just thank you, Susie Fryer, so much for being with us today. And
thank you.
We love having you back. You rock.
And you're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all you new, pouring through, now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.